Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm Job Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel, here with my beautiful real bread Israel. Shalom, shalom, Queen.
Shalom, shalom, King, Prince, and family. Shalom.
Hey, shalom. Shalom, family. What's going on?
Shalom. Right. With that deep voice. Shalom.
What's happening, yo?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What's going on, you? Ju?
Man, just trying to stay positive, man. Trying to stay positive, right?
Hey, man. That's all we can do.
Man, stand in the grind, bro. Stand in the grind. But back to the thing at hand, man. Today is the middle of the week, y'all. It's the Sabbath preparation. It's the midst of the week. North, man. South, east, and west. North, south, east, and west, y'all. It's the midst of the week. It's the middle of everything. Christ in the midst. Look.
Amen.
Today is Wednesday night. We got the Nation of Peace of Israelites on deck with our brother Nakomi Swanson, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, a.k.a. Lil Israel, bringing what?
That kingdom
state of mind.
That kingdom state of mind. And tonight's precept is the Jesus, Joseph, and Joseph connection. You already know. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. You better stick around for this doozy. It's going to be one. We're going to turn this over to Brother Nakomi Swanson. Shalom, Israelite.
Shalom, peace and shalom, everybody at the sound of my voice. I'm Brother Nakomi Swanson, Little Israel. Preacher Holly,
amen.
The Bible nerd. In the midst of the week, Bible study, like I said, this is a very poignant time in the midst of the week because Jesus is always in the midst of everything. He's in the middle of the week. He's in the middle of a month. He's in the middle of a year. So this always points to Jesus and the subject. He's part of the subject tonight. So with that, we're about to get started. Brother Isaiah, if you got a reading of your choice, bring a reading of your choice. We're going to ask all the brothers to uncover their heads and face the east. Sisters, cover your heads, face the east. Brother Isaiah, bring your reading of your choice, and we're going to get started.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against the anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he break unto to them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I declare I declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thy inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise not therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Give the son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way. With his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. The reading will take place in the book of Psalms, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Brother Isaiah, can we have Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 3?
Amen. The book of Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
Verse 2, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So he's saying, he's letting us know that we're supposed to be preparing for the kingdom, for the return of Christ and return in for the Father to come to planet Earth and be with us. And verse 3, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. We're supposed to be making a clear path, people. We're not supposed to confuse the word of God. We're supposed to make a clear path, make a path straight. That means bringing true understanding of the scriptures and the understanding of God, not the understanding of man. So with that, people, we're going to get started. Like Brother Joe said, the precept tonight is the Jesus, Joseph, and Joseph connection. And we're going to deal with Jesus. We're going to deal with Joseph. And then we're going to also deal with a little bit with the Joseph, Mary's husband, Joseph. Well, with that, we're going to kick things off in Genesis chapter 37 and verse 18. We're going to deal with Joseph, Jacob's son, the 11th tribe, Joseph. Joseph, the 11th tribe, Joseph. That's who we're going to deal with right here. Brother Isaiah, let's get this. Genesis 37 and 18, when you get it, go ahead.
18. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. And they said one to another, behold, this dreamer cometh. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him and cast him into some pit. And we will say, some evil beasts have devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams.
Stop. So his brothers, because they was jealous of him, because, like I'm saying, he had great ability, and his father seemed to show that he liked him more than them and things like that. They saw that he was the more blessed, that they was jealous of him. And that's something, people, that goes around even today with Israel. You may be blessed, but sometimes we get kind of jealous and things of the more blessed. Somebody might have more than you. Somebody might know more than you and things of that sort. I'm saying some people might have more favor with you, all these things, and people get jealous of you. These brothers was jealous because guess what? Joseph was the more blessed. He was the more blessed. And he actually was receiving things showing that he was going to eventually be the more blessed. But let's see that he ain't the only person that these type of things is with. Let's go into Matthew chapter 2 and verse 13. Matthew 2 and 13. Let's see some of the connections between Jesus and Joseph.
The book of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 13. And when And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of by the Lord.
So Jesus, when he was coming into the world, somebody wanted to kill him too.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus, I'm saying someone wanted to kill Jesus also. Herod wanted to destroy the child because he knew this child was supposed to be great. Jesus is going to be the king of the earth. Joseph became king over Pharaoh. And just like Herod, guess what? Joseph wasn't no Egyptian, but he was going to become the head of Egypt. Herod had control of things. He didn't want nobody that wasn't him to take the seat. But he said, guess what? I got to look for him, destroy him, before he take my spot. But guess what? He dealing with the more blessed. And people, anything God got for you, no matter what you do to delay it or anyone else does to delay it, if the blessing is meant for you, you're going to get it. No matter what they plan is. And guess what? No matter how, and you might be messing up your plan yourself. You might be delaying things yourself. But guess what? If it's meant for you, it's meant for you. If you've been messing up in your life and you think you missed the things, all your blessings you're supposed to have, no, you ain't. If you was meant to have them, you're still going to get them. There ain't nothing no one can do about that. If God has meant these things for you, no matter what it takes, these things going to be. So it doesn't matter how clever Herod tried to be with the wise men and all of that, tell them, bring me message back and all that. No matter what he did, you can't defeat God. You're not defeating his plan. If someone is to be great, that person is going to be great no matter what anyone else does. So his brothers wanted to kill Joseph. Herod wanted to kill Jesus. Because guess what? They knew they was going to be greater. And they both, in both parties, knew they was going to be greater than them. But we're going to continue. Let's show you some things in this. Let's go into Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26 and 14.
Amen. The book of Matthew chapter 26, verse 14. Then one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot went unto the chief priest and said unto them, What will ye give? Excuse me. And he said unto them, What will ye give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they coveted it with him for 40 pieces of silver. And from that time he saw opportunity to betray him.
Now, Judas, for some money, wanted to betray Jesus. We're going to come back to this because there's something that's going on here. There's something going on here. We're going to get to this. So Judas wanted to sell him for some money. Judas Iscariot wanted to sell Jesus for some money. He wanted to hand him over. And it was the high priestess that he's dealing with, which is Israelites. Which is us. And Judas is one of the 12. Well, we're going to continue. We want to keep that narrative in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Isaiah, let's go into Genesis chapter 37. Back to, we're going to spend a lot of time in Genesis chapter 37. Genesis chapter 37 and 26.
Amen. The book of Genesis chapter 37, verses 26. And Judah said unto his brethren, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come, and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh, and his brethren were content.
Stop. Now, listen. He said, what I'm saying, Judah said, what profit is if we kill, if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? He said, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites and let not our hand be upon him. See, we know that Jesus is going to, the same thing going to happen to Jesus. We got permission. We didn't want our hands upon him. We said we're going to hand him over to the Romans. And they're going to kill him. But guess what? Somebody got paid to do. We said instead of killing him, we said, guess what? We ain't going to kill him. Judas said, I'm going to get some money, and I'm going to set this thing up. Well, guess what? Judas said the same thing. He said, let's sell him for money. Well, people, do you know that Judas and Judah is the same name? So the person that wanted to sell Jesus and the same person that wanted to sell Joseph, both their name is Judah. Judah is the same name. Judas is Judah in Greek. So this same narrative, Judah wanted to sell Jesus. Judah wanted to sell Joseph. Instead of doing the job himself, instead of putting his own hand, both of them the same way, didn't want to do it with their own hands, pay somebody else to do it. And is it ironic that guess what? Both of their names is the same name. That's why I tell people it's good to know a little Hebrew. I ain't telling you you got to learn Hebrew, but I'm telling you if you understood a lot of names and things and it, you would understand, hey, some names are the same names and things like that. So we got to understand. So I'm saying it's just bringing some clear understanding. This type of thing I wouldn't be able to see if I didn't know Judas and Judah was the same name. But I came into this, I had to learn Hebrew also when I became an Israelite. I went to the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, and that's one of the things they get you to do when you first get there is to learn how to read and write Hebrew. So I understand how to read and write Hebrew. So I understand that these names are the same names. So he wanted to sell him. And let's continue. Let's go into we in Genesis chapter 37. Drop down to verse 28, Brother Isaiah.
Amen. Verse 28. Then there passed by Midianites, merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit, and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph into Egypt.
Stop. So Joseph, in this situation, he ended up getting sent to Egypt after his brothers was going to kill him. Then they wanted to sell him. Now, he's in the hand of someone else, and they're going to take him to Egypt. But let's see if this narrative is the same with Jesus. And who are we? I'm saying, and all these things is happening to Joseph. But the missing people, we are missing something when we look at this narrative. Let's go into Matthew chapter 2 and 13. Matthew 2 and 13.
the book of Matthew, chapter 2, verse 13. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee unto Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him.
Stop. Now, when we just read in Genesis chapter 37, who is God dealing with in chapter 37? He's dealing with Joseph.
With Joseph.
Now, listen, people, because people, we don't really talk about Joseph, Mary's husband, Jesus' father. Listen to this. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to who? Joseph.
Joseph.
He's dealing with Joseph in this situation.
Mm.
So who went to Egypt, people? Joseph did.
Joseph.
Who is God dealing with? Who is he dealing with directly?
Joseph.
He's dealing directly with Joseph.
Dang. Yeah, I see.
He's dealing directly with Joseph. People, I hardly ever hear anybody say anything about Joseph. But people, how many people do the angel of the Lord that God deal with like in this manner? Not many. Not many. See, Joseph, even though this it seems that he's not that significant in this whole thing, but guess what? Who is God is directly dealing with? And the Lord
Joseph.
Told him to go to Egypt. He told him to depart to Egypt, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what God wanted. God wanted him to go to Egypt, right?
Yes, sir.
So we're going to look at this. Let's see if this same narrative with our brother Joseph in the tribe of, I'm saying, Jacob's son. Let's go to Genesis chapter 45 and 7. Genesis 45 and 7.
The book of Genesis, chapter 45, verse 7. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. And he hath made me a father of Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt.
What? Who said, so he said, it wasn't my brothers, it wasn't how they had set up. He said, seven, he said, and God sent me before you to preserve you a prosperity in the earth. So guess what? He understood the same person that sent Joseph, Mary's husband, is the same. He got sent there. Guess what? He understood God sent him there too. See, in this whole situation, who God dealing with to get to Egypt? Joseph. You got the whole Catholic Church praising Mary. And act like Joseph ain't nothing. You see that? God dealt with Mary, but they want us to be so woman centric. They want us to be so much into mama boys and all of that, that they just, you know, overlook the father, overlook Joseph, the man. They just overlook, they act like he wasn't anything. So God dealt with Joseph and told him to take Jesus and his wife and go to Egypt. Then Joseph, when all these things happened to him, he understood God. Just like with Joseph, he said everything was set up for God for me to be here. for this whole situation to happen, God set it up. He dealt with Joseph just like he dealt with Joseph. So we got to understand that. We got to understand that, that Joseph is something special, people. Let's show you what Joseph is. Let's see what the scriptures say about Joseph. The father, I'm saying Mary's husband. Let's go into Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18. Matthew 1 and 18, and let's see what the scriptures say about Joseph.
The book of Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost.
Stop. You hear that? You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Angel of the Lord, look at all these visits Joseph getting.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of by the Lord, by the prophet, saying, behold,
see,
a virgin
stop,
shall bring...
Stop, something. We good with that. See, he doing the will of God. He said God want him to do all these things. But we skipped over something that we need to recognize about Joseph. Go back to verse 19.
Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing.
Stop.
Uh-huh.
Joseph was a just man. See, let's see what this word means, just. See, we just be reading over stuff.
Word.
That Joseph was a just man. I got a definition that I have, and it says, acting or being in conformity with what is morally upright or good, righteous. So just means being in conformity with what is morally upright or good, righteous. So Joseph was a man of high morals. He was upright and good and righteous. So you know what? I don't hear nobody ever talking about that when it comes to Joseph. The only thing I ever hear, Joseph was a carpenter. That's all I ever hear. Joseph was a carpenter. And that's pretty much the end of the conversation on Joseph. Nobody really has nothing to say. But he said, but guess what? He's getting visitations by the Lord. He's being instructed by the Lord directly. And he's called a just man. So let's see that. Let's see what else is that. Let me know something. Let's go to Romans chapter 7 and verse 12. Let's go to Romans chapter 12. I mean 7, verse 12. Let's go to Romans 7 and 12. And see, it says this thing is upright, good, righteous. So Romans chapter 7 in verse 12. When you get it, brother, go ahead.
Amen. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good.
Stop. Wait a minute. He was, you know what that let me know? He was doing the law.
Mm-hmm.
That he was really dealing with the laws, the commandments of man. Because guess what? The commandment is what? Holy, just, and good. When we looked at the definition, it said upright, good, righteous. So we know that's holy. Joseph had this on him. Holy, I'm saying he had these things up on him. Upright, good, righteous. He was a just man. So the things that they said about him is how we should feel about the law, statutes, commandments. Them things come from God. Them things connect you to God. And guess what? Them things had a mighty connection to Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
To Joseph. And God was dealing with him. And people, we know, we always talk about Jacob's son, Joseph. You know, he went to prison. You know, his brothers wanted to kill him. You know, they threw him in a pit. He got falsely accused. He went through some things. But we never talk about Joseph. Man, Joseph had to deal with his wife turning up pregnant, and he didn't do it. Now, the angel of the Lord came and talked to him. But people, you think that's something easy to go through, that your woman pregnant and you know you didn't do it? Because just guess what, people, I don't think I can handle that.
Mm.
I don't think I'm ready for that. My woman pregnant and I ain't touched her? No, you got some explaining to do. I don't think we can stay together.
Right.
So we act like okay, the angel said okay, then okay, I'm all good. Like that, like it was easy. Like this was easy. Okay. Joseph is a man. And I don't know no man that his wife show up pregnant and he know he did it, that it's not gonna be messing with him a little bit. I know the angel of the Lord came to him and everything and told him everything was cool, but still he's a human being. But guess what? Joseph was just like the other Joseph. No matter what you got to go through, guess what? It's the will of God. Let's show you that the spirit that both of the Josephs had. Let's go into Luke chapter 22 and 40.
The book of Luke chapter 22, verse 40. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Luke 20. No, I'm saying, go ahead, bro. Luke 22, verse 40. Go ahead, bro.
And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And as he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done.
Stop. See, Joseph knew the tribe of Joseph, Jacob's son. At the end of the day, he understood. He went through all these things by the will of God. It ain't what he thought, how he felt. If you're a true servant of God, no matter what it looked like, I'm going to do what God said. So that's the same thing Joseph did. The angel of the Lord came to him and told him, hey, man, get your wife. Don't make no example of your wife. Take her privately out here. Go to Egypt. Take your wife and your child to Egypt. No telling what was going through Joseph's mind after going through all these things, but he was a true servant of God. And God was dealing with him just like he was dealing with the other Joseph. He was dealing with him. He went and took him to Egypt, just like the other Joseph had to go to Egypt. He had to do the same thing. So we got to understand that. He had to go through the same thing. But guess what? It said that he was a just man. So he was upright. He was good. He was righteous. He gonna obey God no matter what it looked like. Let's see, you're saying he said he was just, part of that just said that he was good. Let's go to Psalms 37:23.
Amen.
Psalms 37:23.
The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way.
Stop. See, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. It was the Lord dealt with Joseph and ordered him to go to Egypt. That was ordered. And then Joseph, he understood it was ordered of the Lord for him to be in Egypt. Because no matter what he went through, that's where his blessing was. Jacob's son, he got hated of his brothers. He got thrown in a pit. He got sold, put in, he's saying he was in prison. He got falsely accused. But guess what? Going through all that, that's where his blessing was.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? That's because this was of the will of God. You have to see. All of us want something great to happen, but all of us ain't willing to go through nothing. See, we like things to be all comfy and easy, but guess what? That might not be where your blessing at. So he had to go through all those things, not for his blessing. He ended up blessing his whole family and his whole nation by going through this. He got to save his family. He got to save his own father through all the things he had to go through. But this was ordered of the Lord that he go through these things. The same thing with Joseph. God ordered him to go to Egypt. He even said he ordered all these things. He said the steps of a good man. He said he was a just man. Part of just is good. It was ordered for him to do that. Because he was dealing with what? The Son of God. He had a big part of the survival of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is a baby. A baby can't protect itself. But he gave him Joseph and Mary to watch over him, to bring him to the point to where he was going to do the work of the Lord. Joseph, the angel of the Lord, which is going through God, dealt with him directly. He dealt with Joseph directly, and we don't acknowledge this brother Joseph hardly ever. I don't think I've ever heard, and I've been part of this thing for 17 going on 18 years. I don't think I ever heard really anybody talk about Joseph. Not this one. And we don't realize what a great work he actually did. We don't understand what a great, when he's one of our great, great forefathers. And we don't acknowledge him so. But I'm seeing how the Most High dealt with him and the things he did. He got a great testimony. It's a reason why he's written in his book. And I'm glad the Most High put it in me to exalt my brother, because I don't see too many people doing that. I don't see people, I'm saying, we talk about Jacob's son, Joseph, all the time. You know, he became king in Egypt, all that. We deal with him all the time. But we don't deal with our other brother, Joseph. We don't give him the honor to him that is due. A lot of people give Mary, people all over the world giving Mary her due. I don't see people give Joseph his. But he's ordered by the Lord. He's going to do the things that God wants. Let's go to Proverbs 16. Proverbs 16 and 4.
Amen. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 4. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil.
See that? The Lord hath made all things for himself. Like I'm saying, if you're going to deal with God, you must understand it's all about God. So no matter what Joseph felt, he had to do what God wanted. Both Josephs, it was God's will. A lot of evil befell Jacob's Joseph, but it was from God. So we got to understand that. All these things was the will of God. This is what he wants. He said, the Lord has made all things for himself. Everything here is for his purpose. He used Joseph for his purpose if he chooses to use you. I say it all the time. I thank God that he allowed me to have part in the work, because he don't have to. He didn't have to choose me to understand the word and bring the word. So I thank him that he even gave me an opportunity to participate, because only the greats get to do this.
Amen.
Only the greats get to bring the word. John the Baptist was preaching the word. Jesus said he the greatest prophet that ever lived, according to Jesus. And if Jesus say he the greatest, then I agree with Jesus. But guess what? I'm doing exactly what he did. That's an honor. That's an honor beyond honor to be a part of the same thing that John the Baptist was a part of. I know we got a lot of heroes in this world and people we admire. And I got people I admire. I like sports. You know what I'm saying there's people in sports and stuff that I like a lot. But who I want to be like, I want to be like King David. I want to be like John the Baptist. I want to be like Paul. Them are the people, them brothers like them are the people that I admire, that I actually want to be like. And when I read the scriptures, I want to add a little of them to me. And now I understand, I'm saying, in order to do that, you must let God be number one. I'm saying, if he's made everything for himself, everything is about him. Whatever I feel, shit, you know I'm saying, it don't matter. I'm going to go through some things. Show me somebody in the scriptures that didn't. You're going to go through some. But we're going to show you that the prophets understand that. That's why Joseph said, God sent me here. He sent me here. Let's go to Job chapter 2 and 9. Job chapter 2 and 9. Let's see the prophet Job speak to us. And he understands it. See, if you're a true prophet, if you're a true servant of God, you understand these things. See, we always want everything to be easy. But that's not how it goes. Let's get this. Job chapter 2, and we want verse 9.
Amen. Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain that integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall not we receive evil? And all this did not Job sin with his lips.
See that? He said we receive good from God. Did we receive good at the hand of God? Shall we not receive evil? He said, okay, it's going to be good. Sometimes it ain't going to be so good. Okay, this is not the doctrine we've been hearing. Once you meet Jesus, everything is going to be all good. That ain't real. That ain't real life. We got tribulation and all types of things to go through. He needs strong people that's ready to go through things. Can't use no weaklings. So he puts some things in our life that we ain't always gonna love. There's going to be some adversity. There's going to be some roadblocks.
Mm-hmm.
Every day ain't gonna be sunshiny day. Job understood that. Yeah, God gonna give us some good. He gonna bless us all the time. But people, if you're a real person, God, it seems like I'm getting blessed and cursed at the same time. I'm saying amen and amen at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, amen, not again. I'm getting good news and bad news at the same time. So people, Joseph went through some things, but that's from God. He said these things are ordered of the Lord. He said, what make you think you're supposed to be the top of the mountain just because? You got to go through some things before you become the top of the mountain. Joseph became high in Egypt, but guess what? He was at the lowest of lows at first. Most of us don't want to know them lows. But Brother Isaiah, do you have your apocrypha?
I'm going to right now.
Okay, we're going to go into Ecclesiasticus chapter 2, and we're going to pick it up at the 1, Ecclesiasticus 2 and 1.
Amen. The book of Ecclesiasticus chapter 2, verse 1. Mm-hmm. I said in my heart.
Oh, that's Ecclesiasticus 2 and 1.
Oops, one second.
Ecclesiasticus chapter 2, verse 1. We're going to get 1 through 4.
Last thing you put it up.
Ecclesiasticus chapter 2, verse 1.
I don't want to slow your precept down, bro. My bad. Just keep.
Okay. Okay, let me get it then. Ecclesiasticus 2 and 1. My son, if thou come to serve the Lord, prepare thy soul for temptation. So he said, when you come to serve the Lord, prepare for temptation. He said, the devil gonna come straight at you when you get ready to serve the Lord. Set thy heart aright and constantly endure and make not haste in time of trouble. Cleave unto him and depart not away, that thou mayest be increased at the last end. So he said, when trouble comes, don't be tripping out. He said, be patient, and you're going to be increased at the last end. I'm going to read on verse 4. Whatsoever is brought upon thee, take cheerfully, and be patient when thou art changed to a lower state. So he said, whatever comes upon you, take cheerfully. He's saying, be patient when you get turned to a lower state. Because he's saying, there is highs and lows. He said, the low is coming. But he said, when you get to the low, be patient. Don't get down there and start tripping.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'm saying, the servants of God, they went through things. But guess what? Joseph didn't trip when he went to prison. He kept on serving the Lord. He kept on being a righteous man. He kept on doing what he's supposed to be doing. And guess what? The blessings came. Even though he was in what we would think is a bad situation, being in prison and things like that. But guess what? This was ordered of the Lord. And he said, be patient when these things happen, when you change. He's letting you know. It's going to be some low. He said, when you change to a low state, he said, be patient. Because people, once you're down, if you're down, guess what? There ain't no other way but up. If you're low,
mm-hmm.
only thing next is to go up. So you're saying, if you've been living, I know I've been living. I don't stay down forever. Fast or slow, I usually come back up. So don't trip. And like I'm saying, just like the prophet Job knew, he said, man, okay, man, we're going to get some good. It's going to be some evil. There's going to be some ups and there's going to be some downs. But it's ordered by God. He can't use weak people. Both of these Josephs were strong men because both of them had to endure some things that most people would not want to endure. I'm saying today, in this climate, the way things is, oh, man, I would have all kinds of trust issues with my woman probably for the rest of our relationship if she came up pregnant
mm-hmm.
like that. Okay? It's going to be a problem. Okay, we're going to be arguing, saying we're going to be arguing 30 years later. You remember when you came up pregnant with Jesus? What about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You see, in this climate, I don't know. I don't know if I would be able to do it. We act like that was easy as 1, 2, 3 or something. Joseph went through a lot of things. It wasn't easy. He got betrayed by his brothers. That's not good. You know what I'm saying? That's not a good feeling to be betrayed by people that you love. To be hated by people that you love, that ain't no good feeling. So we got to understand that. When things get bad, he said, when you're low, he said, be patient when you're at a lower state. It's going, I'm saying, you, if you believe in God, it's going to change. I don't know about you, God ain't never left me in the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Every bad situation I've been in, I didn't get out of. Saying if I didn't have a job, guess what? I might not got a job quickly, but I ended up working again, and ain't never been a time I went and looked for a job and didn't get one.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? God works. Like I said, now does it always work as fast or as good as I say? Did I always get the greatest of jobs? No. But guess what? I always was. Guess what? I was going to survive. I was going to have. I'm saying somehow, some way, I was going to have what I needed. Some way, somehow. I'm not worried about having what I need. I'm never worried about what I need. I know I'm going to have that. Because you know what? God has demonstrated that my whole life. And whatever I need, I'm going to have. So, like I said, I'm saying, no matter how dark it get, people, we should rely on the things that's already been done. Saying God has done enough in my life that I understand
that, you know, he's just not gonna just leave me there and not gonna help me. Because he always has helped me. So we got to understand that. He said, be patient when things change to a lost state. And that's what these brothers did. This is what Job understand. It's gonna be good, it's gonna be bad. But just be patient. Don't be trying to don't start complaining like in the wilderness and those type of things. Those things are not gonna attract God in the right way. So like he said, I'm just gonna shut my mouth and be patient and wait for things to get better, fast or slow. Might take some time, might happen right away. I didn't have things happen like that. Sometimes he worked it fast, sometimes he worked it passive. But we're gonna continue. Let's get back to Genesis chapter 37. We're gonna pick it up at 23. Genesis 37 and 23.
And it came to pass when Joseph was come unto his brethren, that they stripped Joseph out of his coat of many colors that was on him. And they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it.
Stop. And they he came and they threw him in a pit. Okay. We're gonna see this scenario with him, and then we're gonna see this scenario with Jesus. I'm saying, and I'm gonna drop down to verse 29.
And Reuben returned to the pit, and behold, Joseph was in the pit, and he rent his clothes.
Read that again.
And Reuben returned unto the pit, and behold, Joseph was not in the pit, and he rent his clothes.
Okay, he went back to the pit. Guess what? I done put this dude in the pit. He go. Let's go to Matthew's chapter 20. Let's see what this pit represented that Joseph can connect him to Jesus. Joseph was put in this pit. He didn't come back. He ain't in the pit. Let's go to Matthew 28:1. Matthew 28:1. Then Joseph got put in the pit. He ain't in the pit. Will you get it, brother? Go ahead. Matthew 28:1.
In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay.
Stop. See, he is not here. See, that pit that Joseph was in, that was a grave. That was a metaphor for a grave. And they put him in the pit. And then he came back. He wasn't in there. He rose from the dead. Mm-hmm. Jesus rose from the dead to be what? King of the universe. Guess what? When he got out of that pit, he had to go through a lot of hell first, but guess what? He rose out of that pit to become a king.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to Genesis 37. See, because it's the same narrative. Let's go to Genesis 37 and 4. Genesis 37 and 34.
Genesis 37 and verse 34. And Jacob rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his loins and mourned for his son many days.
Stop. See, That's why I said this represents a grave. Because when they went and brought his clothes and stuff back, and Jacob think his son dead. He think he dead. And what did he do? He rent his clothes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go into Matthew's chapter 27 and 35. Matthew's 27 and
35. 35. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots.
Stop. See that? He was saying his garments,
mm-hmm.
they parted his garments. So, guess what? If these clothes was on Jesus, guess what's on them clothes from Jesus? His blood is on them clothes. His blood is on them clothes, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to Genesis 37 and 31.
And they took Joseph's coat and killed the kid of the goats and dipped the coat in the blood.
Okay, listen. Joseph's supposed to be dead in the pit. So in order, in the sense, so they got to take his clothes and dip it in blood. Just like Jesus' clothes. Guess what? Them people went through and saying they rent it. And guess what? Them clothes have blood on it. Read on.
And verse 32, and they sent the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father, and said, this have we found. Know now whether it be thy son's coat or no. And he knew it, and said, it is my son's coat. And evil beasts have devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces.
See, now, remember, Jesus, they rent his stuff in pieces, and now he's saying his son is what?
Rent in pieces.
With the blood on his coat, on his clothes, that he knew that he had on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people, this coat of diverse colors, do you know what I'm saying? We're going to show you what it represents. Let's go to 2 Samuel chapter 13 and 11. We're on chapter 13 and verse 11.
Amen. And when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her and said unto her, "Come." You said 2 Samuel 13 and 11.
Verse 11. Yeah.
Okay. Amen. Right. Okay. Okay. Cool. And when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her and said unto her, come lie with me, my sister. And she answered him, nay, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not thou this folly. And I, whether shall I cause my shame to go? And as for thee, thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore I pray thee, speak unto the king, for he will not withhold me from thee. Howbeit, he would not hearken unto her voice, but being stronger than she, forced her and lay with her. Then Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred wherewith he hated her was greater than the love wherewith he had loved her. And Amnon said unto her, arise, be gone. And she said unto him, there is no cause. Evil in sending me away is greater than the other that thou didst unto me. But he would not hearken unto her. Then he called his servants that ministered unto him and said, put now this woman out from me, and bolt the door after her. And she had a garment of diverse colors upon her, for with such robes were the king's daughters that were virgins appeared. Then his servant brought her out and bolted the door after her.
Read on.
And Tamar put ashes on her head and rent her garment of diverse colors that was on her and laid her hand on her head and went on crying.
What? Look at that. She rent her clothes of diverse colors. You know why? Let's read 18. And she had the garment of diverse colors upon her, for such robes were king's daughters, which were virgins. Virgins are the innocent. So when he did this, guess what? He broke her hymen. She had blood on his clothes. She and they were ripped. He had just dealt with the innocent, the clothes of the innocent. When they brought them clothes back to Jacob, the clothes of diverse colors, that's the king. That's the clothes of a king and of a virgin or the innocent. Just like Jesus, Jesus was innocent. The blood of the innocent was on them clothes. And that's why the metaphor of the diverse colors, and the Most High showed me this right here with this, connecting to that diverse, the coat of many colors for Joseph, the same thing. Let's go into Luke chapter 24 and verse 36. Luke 24 and 36.
Amen. The book of Luke chapter 24, verses 36. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you. But they were terrified and afraid, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of a boiled fish and of an honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them,
Stop. So they thought he was dead. Jesus is supposed to be dead. And he showed up, and they surprised that he showed up. And he said, and he's coming back. And guess what? He's sitting around kicking it with them and eating with them.
Mm-hmm.
They thought he was dead, but he alive. He came up out of that pit. Even though they had his clothes and his blood and all that, but guess what? He came. They thought he was dead. Now he alive. Let's see if the same thing happened with Joseph. Let's go into Genesis chapter 46 and 29.
29. And Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to meet Israel, his father, to Goshen, and presented himself unto him, and he fell on his neck and wept on him, on his neck, and good while. And Israel said unto Joseph, now let me die, since I have seen thy face, because thou art yet alive.
See, and just like Jesus, remember, Joseph was in the pit, the grave.
Mm-hmm.
He rose up out the pit. He received his clothes with the blood of the innocent, Jacob did. He thought his son was dead. He had the rent clothes of the innocent. And guess what? Just like his brother and just like the disciples, guess what? He alive.
Yes, sir.
He thought he was dead, but now he alive. Now let's see what else about, I'm saying, about this, about this, about Brother Joseph. Didn't I say he the more blessed?
Mm-hmm.
He's the more, everybody didn't like him because he was the more blessed. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 2. Because Jesus came back to his disciples. He came back to his brother. I mean, he came back to his father. But let's get this. Let's get this 2 Kings. Second Kings chapter 2 and verse 9.
Second Kings chapter 2, verse 9. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elijah said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and a horse of fire, and parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elijah saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and rent them to pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and smote the waters, and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elijah went over. And
stop.
When the sun,
see, now check this out. He said he wanted a double portion of Elijah's spirit. Okay, what was Elisha to Elijah? He was his disciple. He was his disciple.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus, he said, if you see me rise, he said, guess what? You're going to get a double portion of my spirit. So the disciples, when you read in Acts chapter 1, they saw this, and he said, the gift of the Father going to come down to y'all. You're going to have the spirit from me, and you're going to have the spirit from Father. You're going to get a double portion. But guess what? The other Joseph got it from his father. He called Elijah his father. Let's go into Genesis 48 and 20. Genesis 48 and 20.
Amen. And he blessed them that day, saying, in thee shall Israel bless, saying, God make thee as Ephraim and as Manasseh. And he set Ephraim before Manasseh. And Israel said unto Joseph, behold, I die, but God shall be with you, and bring you again into the land of your fathers. Moreover, I have given to thee one portion above thy brethren, which I took out of the hand of the Amorite, which with my sword and with my bow.
Now stop. He said, I'll give you a portion of your brother. Guess what? He got a double portion. He's the more blessed. And who did he get the blessing from? His father. So people, that's most of the stuff. That's all we're going to read. But I got to show you some more with the numbers, because we always got Bible code. But I'm going to show you some, tell you about some of the numbers of Joseph, and that connects Joseph with the other Joseph. Joseph is the 11th tribe of Israel. Joseph, that we read about Mary's husband, if you count from Abraham, if you count him in the generations of Jesus in Matthew chapter 1, he is the 38th person. 38 is what? 11. So he came and said Joseph is the 11th tribe. He was the 38th person. That's the number 11. Joseph of the tribe, the 11th tribe, he died at the age of 110. If you take the zero off, what is that? 11, which is 2. And then we said this is the Jesus-Joseph connection. Now Joshua, who was named after Jesus, Joshua and Jesus is the same thing. He also died at 110, which is 11. And Joshua was an Ephraimite, which was the son that Jacob blessed first, which means he took the place of Joseph. So he came from one of Joseph's sons. So there goes that number 11 again. So Joseph, both of the Josephs has that number 11, which is a 2. And then I say these 2s become 5s because guess what? Joseph dealt with that blood. He had that blood. So most prophets are 2s and 5s. And a 5 is the blood. So he had the blood on the clothes with Joseph, but he's also a 2. He's a water. So he's a 2 and a 5. So with that, people, just give you a little food for thought with them numbers, that the Bible is no mistake. All these Josephs have the 11 on them. Even coming through the tribe of Ephraimite, even Joshua being an Ephraimite, because he's connected to that. So with that, people, I hope you got some understanding in Jesus' name. I hand things off to Brother Joe and Sister Ray. I thank you for your time.
For bringing that story, because you know what? I do take Joseph's works light. I have taken his works light. And you're right. That was a big-time sacrifice to sit there. You know, it kind of crossed my mind when Brother started saying that Mary got pregnant by him. And so, and that spirit kind of tapped in my head, like, man, you know what? What if he did find her pregnant? You know, how would he would have felt? You know, but my mind was, you know, is that now this is the virgin birth, and you know, the scriptures can't be broken. But nevertheless, to deal with that mindset that he dealt with, and you come. Oh, yeah, you got pregnant like 30 years ago. Remember that? He's still arguing about it 30 years later. Man, but you know what, though? That was a great lesson. It was an awesome lesson. I love the way you hooked up the coats and the coats of righteousness and innocence. You know, Jesus' garments being taken off of him, and Tamar and Joseph's garments, all the garments being removed, they innocent. That was beautiful, man. That was awesome. That was one awesome piece. And to drop it back down to the Bible code that they all represented tools, you know, and twos are five. Well, because of two, if you look at two in the creation, that's water. That's the firmament. So naturally, they will have that power. Wasn't it Elisha that made the axe head float on water? Or was that Elijah? I think that was Elisha. But either or, that was just a wonderful precept, brother. I yield a mic. Great precept. Amen.
Any more comments, testimonies? Oh, go ahead, Brother Isaiah. Go ahead, Brother Isaiah.
It's all good, bro. You know, I feel up under the same seat as Brother Joe. You know, me personally, I've also been taking Joseph Burke lately. You know what I'm saying? It's like, because I remember you did this lesson before when you showed, when you brought that powerful lesson with Joseph and Jesus. And then now you show Joseph in the Old Testament, Joseph in the New Testament, then Jesus Christ himself, and then a Bible code. It's like, man, you know, it's a beautiful thing, man. And definitely how you were able to show how all of them are apart. And like you said, they all 11. You know, it's just that, man, I never sat back and thought about that. You know, definitely with David, with the virgins, you know, with the many colors, and then Joseph's many colors, you know, like how his was stripped away, you know what I'm saying, and how she ripped hers off, you know, and then how that Jesus was parted. I'm like, dang, man, it's like a whole mouthful, you know, in an hour and 20 minutes, man. So in all, man, I thought it was a very beautiful lesson. I thank the Father for putting on your heart, man. You know, big ups in that lesson, man. Now you get a mic.
Thank you. Thank you. Any more testimonies, comments? If not, hand things back off to Brother Joe, Sister Rhea. Any announcements or anything anybody want to bring to the table?
Well, I just want to recap what you had touched down earlier, man, is that Joseph was admonished by the Holy Spirit to go to Egypt. And so was the other Joseph, you know, also as a witness, you know. And then he said, call my son out of Egypt. And lo and behold, there he is. You know, man, that was wonderful, man. The lines is open. You got a full house. So, you know, I guess, you know, point made, man. I guess people just, that's just one of them digesting things, man. That got to marinate. And another thing, man, Brother Bob Farr, who is here from Philadelphia Ministries, man, usually here on Tuesday nights, haven't been recently because he's been going through some ills. And come to find out, he had blood on his lungs, and he was coughing up blood. He had some other issues going on. You know, so, hey, just remember that man in prayer. Lift him up. That's some scary stuff, man. You know, you start seeing those things. And, you know, and I'm sure him, he don't know what to expect, and I'm sure his wife is afraid. You know, so pray for peace there, you know, because a lot is going on. A lot of faith is being tried, you know. Let's keep that in mind. With that being said, I'm not quite sure about tomorrow evening, but I think we're going to put that on hold till Sunday. Am I correct, brother?
I would love to, but this is my week to work. This weekend, I might, you know what, I may or may not, depending on how things go with the clinic tomorrow for this little checkup for this court date with this little girl. But they said it's not that long. So through the grace of God, you know, it's a 50-50 chance. So I was just, I don't, maybe I might be able to bring some of those with tomorrow. But I just don't want to push it and give it a guarantee.
Well, bro, look, man, you know, I know we get, you know, some of us, man, you know, we want to be like, you know, taking one for the team and all that type of thing, you know, and I feel you. Ain't nothing like that, you know what I mean, and that kind of love for the truth. But not to be discouraging or even taking away your zeal for wanting to perform those things, man, you know, it's a time for everything, you know, under the sun. So where your spirit lead you, man, just let us know.
All right, amen. Amen.
You know, but and also, you know, prayers and everything going up for you in your house as well, you know, for deliverance. And resolution, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So, hope and pray the Father deliver and continue to move in that direction, because it's nothing but good things. And it's a lot of work in being an adult and being responsible. And a lot of us isn't responsible. We just move on childish whims and act out like 5-year-olds and so forth. But
right. Well,
somebody got to be the adult. Unfortunately, thank the God of Israel for teaching us that, hey, that's what, you know, we got to be. Other than that, we'll be acting like children. You know.
Right.
So thank the Father for giving you a mind for the latter than the former. So with that being said, brother, do you have any closing comments, Brother Nicole?
I'm just hoping people just get, you know, some understanding, just see how the Bible is connected, how things are connected through the Bible, through names and through tribes and things like that, and how the stories and things are connected, how some things are metaphor for other things if we just pay attention. Like I'm saying, just like you always say at the end of the show, read your Bibles, reading your Bible and really concentrating and taking it slow and patiently dealing with the scriptures, and it will reveal a lot of its secrets and a lot of these things to you. So with that, I just hope you got some understanding and just see how this book is brought together from the old to the new, and it all is connected. With that, I yield the mic.
Sounds good. Sounds good, Israel. And that's your brother, Comey Swanson, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, a.k.a. Lil Israel, coming out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, from the Nation of Peace of Israelites, bringing what?
That kingdom state of mind.
State of mind.
That kingdom state of mind. So with all of that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible. Read your Bibles, people.
I'm a
Bible.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show.